Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Yes, welcome, a big welcome to you wherever you are in the world. This is another episode from Stress to Authentic Success. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs, and thank you for being here on this amazing platform. We are already at 1.7 million listeners globally, and you are one of them. And I am doing something special today. I am welcoming back a guest for the second time with only a few months' space in between, because normally I leave more time because there's so many fascinating experts and people that I want to bring to you. But today I made an exception because my guest is the wonderful Janet Atwood, transformational teacher, best-selling author, and co-creator of the world-renowned Passion Test. Now, when Janet joined me the first time, you can go and listen to it, but it was a beautiful conversation, mainly about self-love and the relationship we have with ourselves. And that for me was, of course, an important part of true wealth. But since then, I've become more interested in the Passion Test because I'm finishing my new book, The Four Accounts, and I'm going more deeply into these accounts: life force, freedom, fulfillment, and financial flow. And so the question, what makes us feel fulfilled? What makes us feel alive has become a very important question to me, and I trust also to you. So I wanted Janet back. And this time I wanted to approach this whole thing from a different angle. I've even prepared some questions for her because we are going to explore something that we need to experience: living a passionate life. What does that mean? We're going to look at passion from a new perspective, not just through personal growth, but through the science of the brain, the neuroscience behind that passion test. And of course, Janet Atwood has spent decades helping people discover what matters most to you and turn that clarity into meaningful action. And you know what I really appreciate into Janet's energy and way of being is how wonderfully simply she explains even the most complex ideas. And so she makes that neuroscience behind the test practical, understandable, and more importantly, something that you can actually use in your everyday life. So today, I'm sure, I trust she's going to show us what happens in the brain when we discover what we're passionate about, how our thoughts and focus can shape these neural pathways. I think that's an important part. Not to worry, you don't need to be a neuroscientist to understand. That's what I mean. She's going to explain it in a very simple way. That is why I'm so curious about this conversation, because you know that in my first life, I've talked about it a few times, I was a physiotherapist. So anything that helps me understand what is happening inside our body and our brain has always fascinated me. It's one of my passions, probably. And so I wanted to know more, because you hear so often, we think that finding your passion is this big revelation. It's not, you know, it can be something totally different. What if you've spent years building that career, caring for your family, taking all these responsibilities, and somewhere along the way, you stopped asking yourself the simple question, what is really lighting me up? I hear this so often. We live in a world with so much information, opinions, so many people, expectations from every direction. And perhaps knowing what generally matters to you has never been more valuable than today. So let's just go into this. And There's a possibility that you can change the way you think, you feel, and you act by becoming more intentional about what you focus on. Let's explore that. And while you listen, you can hold one simple question in the back of your mind. How well do I really know what lights me up? Just be curious, because after this short break, Janet and I are going to explore the neuroscience of living that passionate life. Stay with me, and I will come back to you just now. And you know what is even coming back as well? A beautiful in invitation, even a personal one, if you listen until the end.
Makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
As I told you in the intro, I am absolutely, but truly honored and excited because we are going to talk to Janet Edwards. Welcome.
Oh, I love you so much. Thank you. Welcome to you.
For the first time, I have written down some questions because normally I don't even prepare, but this specific episode is about something that really interests me. I'm a scientific person. I'm a physiotherapist in my first life. And I interviewed you, it was about 4 or 5 months ago. And I want to talk more about your passion test, but then the neuroscience aspect about it. So you have spent, I know, and I get to know you only a few months now, but I am so, so determined to say to every single one listening, you've spent decades helping people discover their passions. We can say that, eh? So what does neuroscience tell us about knowing our passion, how important that is? Because We know, and you told us, that it can actually change the brain and even your life.
It can. So let me just back up just to give people a little clarity who might not have listened to the first interview. The passion test is one exercise after another to help you get clear. What we say is, when you are clear, what you choose to have show up in your life, and only to the extent that you're clear. Everything is about clarity. So the first exercise of many to get you clear in the passion test is what we call the elimination process, where we have the person start with the sentence, "When my life is ideal, I am." And then we have them think about their health, spirituality, fun, all these areas, relationship, career in their life that are important to them, and say, make a list of 10 passions. And then through this forced choice questions that we ask, we have people arrive at their top five passions. And this is because, let me ask you, Danielle, have you ever been overloaded, too much going on?
Of course.
We all like all the plates in the air, but nothing, and they're all falling. Yeah, because too much is in the brain. What we do is we have people come up with top five, because that way it's very easy to focus on those five. Anyway, so what happens in the brain when we do this is that the brain is basically a meaning-making machine, and it's constantly asking the question, what should I pay attention to? What matters here? And when you know what you're passionate about, that's when you do these questions and then eliminate them and come up with your top five. You give your brain a target. So it's something like going to a crowded airport. There are hundreds of people, there are signs that you've been there, suitcases, announcements. But the moment you see what you're looking for, maybe it's a red jacket. Suddenly you start seeing red jackets everywhere. So that's because, and you know this because you're a physiotherapist, so I'm sure you're totally into neuroscience. What you're doing is you're giving your brain a direction. And when you repeatedly focus on something meaningful, your brain gets better at finding opportunities, connections, all the different things that it needs to support it. So passion, what passion does is it gives your brain a reason to really make you wake up and pay attention.
To lift you up, like.
Totally.
Yeah. And it's almost igniting.
That's what I would say. And again, your brain is that reticular activating system, or it's called RAS, and its job is to help decide what information gets your attention. So that's why the clearer you get, the more attention you're putting to those things that matter to you. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. But I want to go back a little step, because I know that even in my practice, so many people say, really, Janet, that's probably why you created the passion test. So many people say, I don't know what my passion is. I don't know what I want to do. Is passion something that we discover, or is it something that you create from the inside out? What happens in the brain when we, start doing that?
I love that question. I think passion can be both discovered, in my estimation and what I've seen, and created. And sometimes you have that magical moment where you think, oh my God, this is it. This is what I want to be. An example is me. I'm sitting in our dear friend Deborah Poneman's seminar. And at the time, I'm failing at my career. What am I doing? I'm recruiting disk drive engineers, very technical. And nothing's working for me. And I decide to go to Deborah's seminar. I'm sitting in the front row. And when she comes on and starts talking about things that matter, like living your passion and being in your integrity and doing the thing that you love the most, it was that aha moment. It was just like, yes, this is it. This is what's meant for me.
Yeah.
But then there's sometimes when you don't really know what you're passionate about. And this happens a lot. I come up with people that say, I don't even have a clue. Mm-hmm. And after you've taken the passion test, and you start putting your attention innocently on your top five passions. Because what happens is when you just tell people innocently, put your attention on what would you most likely be passionate about in the area of your health? How could you write that? Or in the area of fun and no pressure here. And once they start to do that, what happens? And this is my student, Haiti. She came to me. She didn't know what she was passionate about. And then she took the passion test and something new came up. And so like her, maybe you try something new, you get a little better at it, you start seeing the difference you're making, you get excited, your brain gives you a little burst of dopamine. Mm-hmm. And the dopamine is a chemical involved in motivation and learning and reward. And then your brain basically says, hey, I like this, let's do more. And that's one reason I don't tell people to sit around waiting for their passion to magically appear. You don't have to wait. It's not like that. What you want to do is you want to take action. You can experiment, follow your curiosity, because what happens is that your brain learns from experience. Okay. And the more you engage with something meaningful, mm-hmm. the more your brain can build connection around it. And as you get better, what happens is your confidence grows. So sometimes passion, Danielle, isn't something you find. Sometimes passion, like Haiti, and now she's traveling all over the world and speaking to large groups of people, but that wasn't on her list at first. Sometimes passion is something that you grow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I like that. Now, I just want to, because we talked about focus a little bit just now, but can you tell us exactly neurologically, we are saying that when you repeat your focus, your attention on things, on a desired outcome, we just talked about that. But how can people, I wonder, use that knowledge in their habits and in their behavior? How does that apply into your daily life?
Yeah, one of my favorite big words, it's not that big, but neuroplasticity. Your brain has...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I love neuroplasticity plasticity because your brain has this amazing ability to change. And that's what neuroplasticity simply means, that your brain can change. So every time you think a thought or practice something or you repeat a behavior, you're strengthening certain neural pathways in your brain. And I like to explain it like, imagine you're walking through a field of tall grass, and maybe it's the first time, and it's a field of grass. It's long, it's hard. But if you walk the same path every day, what happens?
Flat.
Yeah, it's easy because why? You've created a trail. So your brain works in a similar way. So if you repeatedly think, and I'm sure you've never done this, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. What happens? You make the pathway easier to travel. Yeah. But, and I love this, thank you for neuroplasticity. Mm-hmm. If you repeatedly practice, I can figure this out. I can do this. That's my mantra every day. I can do this. I can learn. I can take the next step. You're building a different pathway. And when I first started public speaking, such a good example. At first, I was like, I would throw up before I did every talk. I'm not kidding you. I was like, ah, because really, it was really awful. But the more I did it, the more I did it. Now I can stand on a stage of 10,000 people and I feel like I'm talking to one person. What I did was I created my path. I just kept going. And then, also I changed my brain by constantly saying, I can do this. This is what's so great about our beautiful brain and being able to live a passionate life. And there's another thing, visualization can also help because the brain responds to imagined experiences in ways that overlap with real experience. We've all heard of these elite athletes who have used mental rehearsal for years. But what's important here is for people to understand, once you get clear on what your passion is, don't just visualize the destination. Visualize yourself taking the next steps to get there. So see yourself making the phone call, taking the class, having the conversation, getting back up after you fall. You're giving your brain a rehearsal. This is such a good thing for everyone to know. Mm-hmm. And really absolutely feel it. Feeling is healing.
The feeling. That,
yeah, isn't it?
That for me is sometimes a challenging part, the feeling, to combine the seeing and the feeling, going into that Because I think it's one of the most important components of it all is the feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, because thought plus emotion plus repetition
Yes,
plus
emotion.
action, that's the recipe for change.
Yeah.
Again, thought plus emotion. So, but here's what's beautiful. You can't trick the brain. So if it's something you're not passionate about, guess what? You're going to have a hard time finding that emotion.
Really?
But if it's something you really care about, then you don't have to like, okay, let me try to brew up that emotion in there. No, it's an automatic. It's an automatic.
And what would you say, because even when you know your passions, what would you say, what happens when that fear, self-doubt, that negative self-talk, we all have it. We've all encountered those moments where that negative self-talk is making our brain, giving the message to our brain to keep small and to stay safe, that kind of thing. Can we, is there a step, a practical thing that you can say to do that? Was that about the words, changing the words? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of things. And first, though, I want people to know something that's really important, and then I'll go back to your question. Your brain isn't broken. Doing what it learned to do. So
yeah.
If you spent 20 years saying I'm not good enough, your brain has become very familiar, hasn't it, with that message. It's like an old song you've played 1,000 times. You don't even have to think about the words anymore. They just start playing. Okay, here's the answer. The good news, you can learn a new song. The brain is constantly changing. Again, that's that neuroplasticity.
Yeah.
So when an old thought shows up, instead of saying, oh no, that's true. You can become curious. You can say, is that true? Is that true? And then replace it with something more useful and believable, like I'm learning. I can take one small step. I don't have to know everything yet. In the passion test, we use a beautiful process to help people undo their limiting beliefs. And it's just
this
process.
Wow.
Because the one thing that gets in the way of anyone being able to live a passionate life is false beliefs, false ideas,
yes.
false concepts,
just
constantly saying, I'm not good enough. We forget, don't we, Danielle, how powerful we are. We are so powerful. We're co-creating our reality. And so when you're constantly saying, I'm not good enough, the universe goes, oh, wait, you're right. Okay, they've asked for not being good enough. So let's bring all the people, the places, the things to support them and what they're asking for. It's like going to a restaurant and saying, I want a veggie burger. You're going to get it. What's really important is that what you need to do is take an action that proves the new thought to your brain. Because your brain doesn't just learn from what you say, it also learns from what you repeatedly do. And that's how we begin moving from self-doubt to self-trust.
I so like this, Janet, because it is something that we experience, all of us in our lives, that self-doubt, that negative self-talk, the conditioning that we've had since childhood has brought up so many of those thoughts. So it's so beautiful that you say we can change it. And it's actually not even difficult or hard. People say, but I can't do it. Isn't it repetition, like we are saying now? Repetition.
If you're okay with this, can I ask you, Do you ever have any inner critic thoughts about yourself when you pass by a mirror?
Let me tell you one. I think my mom used to say to me, you're average. My teachers used to tell me, because of my results in school, that I was average. And my mom was saying that in a positive way. I talk about it in my second book. She told me that it's good to be average because you're going to never really struggle. You're going to be always, but I am average is also a ceiling that has never, I've worked on it, of course. I'm 65 now. Luckily, I've broken that ceiling, but sometimes it's still there. It prevents me to be more than average, better than average.
I think you've broken through that quite a lot. And those are, you think about it, it's just what I said. If you spend 24 years or 30 years putting, I'm average, it's going to take a little undoing,
yes,
isn't it, to change that neural pathway. One of the exercises, and I think I shared this when we first had our interview, but it was so long ago. It's all about finding your inner critic. So yours was, I'm average. Mm. And so the answer to that, the quick answer is, what's the opposite of I'm average? What would that be for you?
That's a good one.
Can I help
I'm
you out?
I'm unstoppable, something.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, I'm unstoppable.
I'm unique. I'm unique? What's beautiful about I'm unique, it's not, you don't have to be anything more. No. It's who you are, isn't it? Doesn't that feel good? So here's what you do. And this is from my Master Your Self-Love program. It's called Your Inner Critic Exercise. Is that every time you hear yourself saying, I'm average, that comes up, maybe you'll be at some big party, but all of a sudden you find yourself comparing, okay, I know you never do that. And then all of a sudden, the moment you become aware, oh, I'm saying that inner critic, you replace it with your, what I call, self-love mantra. I'm unique.
Yes.
I'm unique. All it is, you're just changing your neural pathway. And you, again, you have neuroplasticities to support you. The brain can change. So what happens is you need to continue to do that over and over again.
That's what I meant.
Eventually, what you'll notice is your world will change. The other thing, and when your inner world changes, your outer world changes. Because if you're constantly saying to yourself, I'm average, then you're going to draw to people, that will, no, not just who are average, but will support you in believing you're average.
I agree.
It's a very interesting thing. So when you say I'm unique, what do you think that's going to do for what shows up?
I'm going to attract people like Janet Edwards who are in that. Yeah, that's who are unique and who are going to tell me that I'm and show me that that's how it works. I'm so glad you're talking about the words, because I just want to say to everybody listening, Janet, you are such a powerhouse, they call it, I think, in making people aware of the words they use. I think that's so powerful. People need to understand. And that's, I think, related to the passion test. If you are clear of what your passion is and you can start using words and everything around that, isn't that?
Yeah, because words are things. Words are things. So you read it's, and it's just a choice, right? Who do you want to be? I mean, it's just a thought. Think about it. You're average or you're unique.
Yes.
One is going to bring you hell. The other is going to bring you all the good things. So why not? Mm. The other thing that would be helpful to do is give me just three little ways, because the mind loves evidence, on why are you unique? What's unique about you?
My people skills, listening, empathy, that thing. Actually really talented in everything that has to do with a ball.
With a ball?
Yeah. Tennis, squash, any sports. I'm very talented in everything that I love, everything that has to do with ball games or that kind of thing. And I think I'm unique in my expressing my lived experiences on paper, like writing articles, writing my second book. So that's three evidences, I think, that I'm quite
All right,
unique.
Now close your eyes just for a minute and notice how you feel just from talking about this.
I'm sweating.
You just filled your whole body with dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins, all of those feel-good chemicals because you put your attention on, now this is very important,
yes,
the truth of who you really are.
I agree. Thank you for that exercise. I really want everybody listening to do this. Step by step, and maybe I'll repeat it in the outro. But what I wanted to ask you as well, and I want to talk a little bit about the passion test certification, the program I believe you're giving soon, and I can't wait. In September, you're giving a European one. Tell us a little bit about the passion test certification.
Oh my God, I'm so excited about this one, because in September, I'm going to personally train a small group of As you said, European passion test facilitators. I'm doing this because I'm moving to Europe. And I
is it the first one? Sorry to interrupt. Is it the first European one you give?
It's the first just for Europeans.
Wow.
Yes, it really is. Wow. And we're doing the entire certification. It'll be online. It'll be very simple. You can wear your jammies. It's happening September 17th through the 20th from 4 to 9 p.m. CEST.
Yeah.
And you said today before you came on, hey, that's a lot. And I said, yeah, it's a certification. What that means is you're going to be trained to be able to be a trainer. And what I love about this training is that it isn't simply about learning another personal growth tool. Mm-hmm. It's about learning a proven process for helping people get crystal clear about what matters most to them and then use that clarity to create a life that really lights them up. But Danielle, the wonderful other thing is that you only teach what you need to learn. So if you if you want to be a master in the area of passion in your own life, So, you know, the passion people around the world. And one of the things that I've discovered after facilitating this for more than, as you said, many decades, is that people don't necessarily need more information. They need more clarity. They need to know, what do I really care about? What matters to me? What am I willing to do about it? And the passion test helps people answer those questions in a very simple, and you'll see yourself, but surprisingly powerful way. So especially I want to shout out to the coaches. Mm-hmm. If you're a coach or a facilitator or a therapist or a consultant practitioner or someone who simply feels called to help people, oh my God, you can take that process and bring it to your own community and really do some deep, meaningful work. So during these 4 days, we're going to teach you exactly how to facilitate the passion test one-on-one. This is one-on-one sessions and workshops. And you're also going to be able to do it on a big stage if you want. And you'll receive the facilitator's manual, scripts, tools, marketing materials, everything. And the licensing to use the passion test name and trademark, it's the number one tool that's being used to help people live their passion. But even
can
more
I say
important
what I, than- what I why I wanted to do this interview and give you the opportunity to share this, because I honestly believe that this is the right time in the world. And certainly in Europe as well. Here, where I am in Belgium, I can see it everywhere. I've traveled Europe and I'm going to Spain in 2 weeks. There is such a need for people to start coming back to the basics and knowing what matters to them. Because we are so distracted by everything that happens outside that we don't go enough inside. We see all these things, we compare ourselves, we distract it, we scroll, like you said. But isn't it the right time for everyone to start doing this kind of work?
You know, I'm gonna say yes to this, but actually I feel very strong more than ever, because you have to have your head in the sand and not feel that the whole world is shaking.
Yes.
And that we're going into some very interesting times, ecologically, financially, on every level. You see the countries are being hit one after the other. And so I don't know about you, but I want to be so clear on who Janet Atwood is that when the world is shaking, I can be that support that people can come to.
That's what I mean.
And I can only be that support for others when I know who I am, when I truly know myself deeply. And that's what the passion test shares with people. It helps them to really know who they are. And when you know who you are and you're using your gifts and you're living your potential, that is inner power. And when you have that inner power, you're able to support others. And the other thing is, when you take the training, we don't just say, good luck, go figure it out. You receive so that you can really feel like, okay, I've got this. 4 follow-up coaching sessions, live support calls for an entire year, and your own mastermind group with fellow graduates. And all of you keep each other in that power zone. So you're not walking out of the training alone. You're joining a global community of people who are really committed to helping others discover what they're passionate about. And so I agree with you in this time where all advertising, think about it, what is advertising for? It's set up to say, I am not enough. Yeah. I need this. You are not good enough. You must buy this. Mm-hmm. Then you'll be okay. Or this or this. And bombarded by that. Mm-hmm. And so it's really time for people to get to the heart of what matters. Because when people get really clear about what matters most, as something really core changes, you have more energy, you make better decisions, you stop living someone else's definition of success. So when you learn how to facilitate that process for other people, you have something to really give you an opportunity to turn your work into a deep, passionate, genuine experience that makes a difference.
I agree. Is there one last sentence that you would, or statement or quote or one of yours or something about the passion and the passion test that you would like to share with anyone listening?
I have a facilitator who wrote a song, and it's a hip hop song. I don't do hip hop, but I loved I loved it all, but I'll just give the first few words. Everybody's got a song inside them. Everybody's got a gift that comes out of the silence. But something happened. You decided to hide it. But it's time to reclaim your power. It's time to reclaim your power. So, Danielle, thank you. And thank you to all of you
listening.
Let's
end with that. And I'll repeat this in the outro because I think it's so beautiful. I want to hear the song. In the certification, in the program, you can teach us a song. So anyone listening, if you want to know the song, come and join us. Thank you, Janet Edwards. Oh. I will talk to the audience just now after this little break.
Love you. Thank you, everybody.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yes, welcome back to you, special you, here on this amazing platform, UK Health Radio. And now I trust you understand why I wanted Janet so back, you know, so soon, because there is so much in this conversation. And as always, I want to leave you with a few things that I found quite important to repeat, because like Janet's message, that passion is not always something we suddenly find. It's, you know, sometimes we just discover it, but sometimes it also grows with us through curiosity, experience, taking action step by step, and through paying attention to what gives us that energy and what keeps us calling back. So I think that takes a lot of pressure away from that question, what is my passion? What is my passion? Maybe you can simply start asking yourself, what matters to me most? What gives me energy? What makes me feel alive? Because as I say, it's not always that one big revelation. Sometimes it just grows because we start paying attention, living more consciously. And that brings me to the neuroscience that Janet was actually explaining so beautifully. She makes complicated things always so simple. When we become clear about what matters to us, we give that brain of ours a target. And the whole attention thing changes in our brain. And through that neuroplasticity, that flexibility in the brain, what we repeatedly focus on and act upon will strengthen those new pathways. So living a passionate life, I just want to say that to you, is not just knowing about what you love. It's about attention, repetition, action. When we know what matters to us, we can begin giving more of our time and attention and even life force into it. It's such an important part of the four accounts, of the fulfillment account. Not simply having that full life, but feeling what fills your life, that it matters to you. And now I just want to tell you something special and personal, because you heard Janet talk about her upcoming European Passion Test certification, which is taking place from September 17th until the 20th, 4 full days. And you know what? I'm going to be there too. Yes, I decided to join because finishing the four accounts and going deeper into fulfillment and financial flow, I want to experience the passion test from the inside. And I want to make this invitation very personal to you. If you have been listening to me on the radio and sometimes thought, oh, maybe I would love to meet Daniel, or I would love to connect with Daniel beyond the radio show, well, why don't you come and join me? Because you will not only meet Janet, you will meet me, just the two of us in an online platform, because I know it's going to be a small, intimate group. And so you will actually have the opportunity to connect with that amazing expert, Janet Atwood, on a different level. And I would really, truly love to meet you there. It's such a nice place to meet each other, to connect and to deepen, you know, our relationships. And Janet helps people discover what matters most to them and to live their passion. And my mission is to help people feel richer in life. So that goes beautifully together. And so it's not just about yourself. It's also about the possible return on investment. When you invest in something like that certification, those 4 days, it's not about just financial. It's the return on your time, your energy, your fulfillment, your life force, and the difference that you may have in other people's lives afterwards. Now, that is a pretty big return on investment. So yes, this may turn out to be one of the best investments that you make in yourself in 2026. I will share a special link in all the information that goes with this episode. So you can go and find it there. Or you can go, of course, also to thepassiontest.com and go and find in the sources, in the courses, you can find the link as well. But I would like you to meet me there and say, Danielle, I heard you on the radio. I would absolutely love that, and I will take some time to connect with you. So I want to leave this episode with the beautiful words that Janet shared at the end of our conversation. Everybody's got a song inside them. Maybe you already know your song, or maybe life has become so busy that you can hardly hear it anymore. Create a little silence. Listen. What matters to you? What makes you come alive? And what might happen if you gave more of your attention to that? Thank you, dear Janet Atwood, for coming back and sharing your knowledge. Thank you, listener, wherever you are, for being here with me. And I would say, just remember that you are your best investment. I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.